A Zero Waste Life, written by Anita Van Dyke and read by Anita Van Dyke. Day 1. Start where you are. When I started my zero waste journey, the state of the environment was the last thing on my mind. I had just quit my job and was trying to make ends meet for two people on a single income. I began the journey not to save the planet, but to save money. I could only afford to buy the essentials, which forced me to question every purchase and get creative with my limited budget. Since then, I've discovered so much about the environmental impact of waste, and my motivations have gradually changed. I've come to understand that we need to leave a gentler footprint on the planet, because Earth is the only planet we can call home. But without that initial financial incentive, I wouldn't have made the decision to start. Why do you want to live a zero-waste life? Is it to save money? To reduce your environmental impact? Are you curious about what living a zero-waste life means? Perhaps you're tired of not having any control over the state of our planet. Today is about making a commitment to think about yourself and to be open-minded and curious about the changes to come. Take 5 minutes to write down why you're trying out a zero-waste life. These are just some of the initial reasons for starting your zero-waste journey. By the end of the 30 days, you will have a dozen more. Environmental facts to give you a kick up the bum. Did you know? 1. Shoppers worldwide use 500 billion single-use plastic bags per year. That's about a million bags per minute across the globe. 2. Every piece of plastic created since the 1950s still exists. 3. At least two-thirds of the world's fish population is suffering from plastic ingestion. Think this doesn't affect us? We eat fish and drink the water that we are dumping our plastic into. 4. Plastics are made of petrochemicals. These chemicals leach into our waterways and enter our food chain. Creativity within confines. I want to introduce you to the concept of creativity within confines. Being an engineer is essentially being a professional problem solver. Before we start any engineering project, we are given a brief, which is an outline of the problem at hand, including a list of confines. Using creativity and brain power, we then engineer a solution to the problem. I suggest you apply the same creativity to zero waste living. The confines are that we can't use plastic and want to find the most eco-friendly solution possible. Let your creativity blossom within these confines.